Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
And we are the host of an exciting new show brought to you every week at this time called
Radio Rotary. And every week we'll be bringing you interesting guests, your neighbors, talking about what Rotary does in your community and around the world. And our first guest for our first program, we're very honored to have with us Rotary's District Governor, Jeffrey Keehan. Jeffrey, welcome to Radio Rotary.
Good to be here.
Jeffrey, perhaps you ought to start off by telling the people at home, what exactly is Rotary?
Well, Rotary is exactly an international network of community volunteers. It's primarily business and professional people in 33,000 communities in well over 170 different countries around the world.
Which is pretty amazing when you stop to think about that, that Rotary has a global impact. And one of our missions here on the show is to bring it down to a community level so that people understand Rotary in their community as well as people globally. Just really quickly, we're going to jump. What exactly is a district governor in Rotary, Jeff?
Many people are asking that question right now. There's 532 of us, and we together each has a district. My particular district is the Hudson Valley with 8 counties, 65 Rotary clubs, and over 1,900 Rotarians. And basically our job is to act as Rotary International's representative and supervise the different clubs if they have technical questions. Also, we bring them together. For example, this year we're having a district conference in Calicoon, New York, May 29th through the 31st, and that will be an opportunity for representatives of all 65 clubs to come together and celebrate another year of service to our respective communities.
Now, Jeffrey, you said that there were more than 500 district governors. You mean around the world or in the United States?
Around the world. About one out of three Rotarians is an American, but the majority of Rotarians are people from other countries.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and I just want to mention that this show has been spawned by your district, 7210. Every district has a label, so, or has a title, 7210 District Rotary.
That's true. And the purpose of sponsoring Radio Rotary is to reach out to the larger community, i.e. the non-Rotarians, and let them know a little bit about what we're doing and to invite them to begin thinking about whether or not they'd like to be a member. Yeah, be a member of the local Rotary Club.
Well, you know, we'll be talking a little bit later about how someone becomes Rotarian, so if the people at home would like to get a pencil and paper to write down that information, this now would be a good time to do it. Now, you talked about, as district governor, you're sort of the grandfather of Rotarians around the Hudson Valley. Do you go out and visit the various clubs?
Yeah, at the beginning of the year, there's an official visit. And I have visited all 65 clubs, and the purpose of the visit is to meet with the president and the board of directors of each club, find out what their plans are for the year, also to announce to them the president of Rotary's theme. This year's theme is Make Dreams Real. So we try to find out the plans of the individual clubs and how they're going to make dreams real this year.
And what are some of the things that the Hudson Valley Rotary Clubs have been doing that you've been able to observe that helps the community where these people live?
Well, they've been doing a lot of things. Primarily what they do is raise money so that they can contribute that money to different organizations within the respective communities.
Because Rotary International and Rotary Clubs are service clubs.
Yes.
They are made up of volunteers, and they are a reflection of what communities that they exist in. For example, your Rotary Club is, you're from
Pearl River. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
which
so,
is in which county?
Rockland County. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's also direct helping programs. For example, the Rotary Club of Nyack, they have a literacy program where they read to the young children in the community center once a month. They do that.
So just to make it clear,
yeah,
there are global initiatives that Rotary clubs participate in.
Yes.
And then also on a community level, the local Rotary clubs give back to the community. All the monies raised go back,
yeah,
either globally or into the community.
Well, you've touched on two of the four avenues of service, international service, as you mentioned, and also community service. There's two others. One of them is vocational service, where we help individuals within our respective vocations. For example, high school students, we have a mentoring program. And then we also bring high ethics to our individual classifications or professions. We are ethically driven to have a what we call a four-way test of the things we think, say, or do. And then finally, there's club service, where you assume a position as an officer in the club or a committee chair. So there's basically four avenues of service.
And Rotarians do in business hold themselves to a higher standard. We all do that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
There is a creed. There's a list. There's a
The four-way test.
There's the four-way test, and then there's also a list of things I, as a Rotarian in business, will.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we hold ourselves to that, and we hold our fellow members to that. And we also sometimes will have a forum or a discussion panel dealing with ethical issues. And I think as we read the newspapers today, I think we certainly do need an infusion of ethics into our businesses.
And these conferences that you talked about and discussed, where people from all over the district or the state, and then it goes up to an international level, get together, and it really puts a fine point on that as an aspect, as well as the initiatives.
Yeah.
What
the conference does is allow clubs to find out what the other clubs are doing. We are an experiment in service. So we're always constantly developing new ways to serve our community and the international community. And that's why we need new members. We need younger people with new ideas and different ways to make a difference.
Jeffrey, you and Sarah were talking about the fact that Rotary is primarily a service organization.
Yeah.
As you go around the Hudson Valley in your capacity as district governor, what kind of service projects have you learned about that are being performed by some of our Hudson Valley Rotary clubs?
Well, there's a number of clubs have scholarship programs. My own club, the Pearl River Club, gives out 20 scholarships of $2,000 each to high school students at the local high school. And many of the clubs do that. We have an Interact program where we actually bring the ideal of service above self to high school students and actually set up an organization within the school to do service.
And Interact Club is now not just based in the high schools. Now there are community-based Interact Clubs. And we have had a guest on Radio Rotary in the past of a community-based one right here in the Hudson Valley, the Poughkeepsie community-based Interact Club.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. He's young man.
And see, the thing is, when Rotary started out 103 years ago, they didn't have an Interact program. Then they evolved into having one, and now this new modification that you mentioned.
And the Interact Clubs are sponsored by the local Rotary
clubs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary on the Hudson Valley Radio Network. I'm Jonah Treboise. With me is my co-host, Sarah O'Connell, our very special guest, Rotary District Governor Jeffrey Keehan. And Jeffrey, we're talking about Rotary and the services it performs for the Hudson Valley and the kind of things Rotarians do. And you mentioned that Rotary's been in existence for 103 years. How did it get its start?
Well, it's actually the theme this year is make dreams real. We are all, as Rotarians, living out the dream of one fellow, Paul Harris, a lawyer from Chicago back in 1905, had this dream of setting up a small community-like organization inside the big city of Chicago. And from that meeting one night on February 23rd, 1905, of four gentlemen, has grown this international organization, a community, a network of community volunteers in 170-plus different countries.
And let's note now, because I'm a representative of this constituency, that Rotary now has women as members. Originally, it was an all-male club.
Yes. Yeah,
do you know, this is the trivia question.
They
who knows the year that women were admitted as Rotarians?
Well, you know, we could make this a contest that people send in postcards and have some sort of prize.
A prize.
I believe, I'm going to guess, 1987.
And that would be correct.
Okay. There you go. Jonas, it was before I was born, of course.
Of course.
That's right. Sarah is younger than springtime. And that probably is going to get us into our next area of discussion, and that is Rotary's international fight against polio. Now, Sarah's much too younger to remember this, but you and I, Jeffrey, are of an age where we remember when there was the threat of polio right here in the United States. I was in a Cub Scout troop, and one of our Cub Scout members ended up in an iron lung. Parents who were concerned about letting their children go out into a community pool because polio was so catching. And then, of course, we had the miracle of the Salk and Sabin vaccines. And I was amazed when I became a Rotarian to discover that even though polio has been wiped out pretty much in the United States, it's still a virulent, deadly problem around the world. What's Rotary doing to finally eradicate polio around the world?
Well, it's not actually around the world. It's only in four countries and in just a very small segment of each one of those countries.
But that's now.
That is now,
and because of Rotary's drive in taking a leadership position.
Yeah, well, the point is that we're in the final stages. And we just had a contribution of $250 million by the second richest man in the world, Bill Gates, supporting the elimination, not just lessening polio, but actually eliminating it from the face of the planet. We've evolved from a world 20 years ago where 1,000 people per day contracted this disease to today, a world in which less than 1,000 people get it in a year. But we still, and it goes back to your issue about risk, we live in a world where people could take a plane from Pakistan to here or from India to here and have that and spread it back in. So we must eliminate it. We're in the final stages of it.
Now, Jeffrey, you mentioned that Bill Gates, the computer entrepreneur, just gave Rotary $255 million in funds. But originally, he gave us $100 million.
That's true.
And he would like every Rotarian to match that. How are we doing on that?
So far, we've raised about $60 million of the $100 million. We've had 3 years to do it, but now, with the $250 million, there's an additional $100 million. It sounds like a lot of numbers, but it comes down to children being able to walk and not being crippled and having their parents, as all parents want, a child to have a good life and not to be disabled by this disease that we can actually bring an end to.
Now, Jeffrey, I know you had a very special experience in combating polio on a one-on-one basis. Share with our audience what you did.
Well, 20 years ago, actually it was right about this time. It was January 24th, 1987. And I was part of a day of immunization, and I immunized one child who today is somewhere in Mexico City walking around without polio.
That's just great.
Yeah.
And those types of experiences change your life, that's for sure.
And it happens every day to Rotarians here in the Hudson Valley and around the world. Well, let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary right here on the Hudson Valley Radio Network. We come to you every Friday at this time, 10 in the morning. And our guest today is Jeffrey Keehan, the district governor of Rotary here in the Hudson Valley, my co-host, Sarah O'Connell. And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans or sweaters or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
And we are back with Radio Rotary on the Hudson Valley Network, Radio Network. There you go. Jonah reminded me, my co-host Jonah. And we are here with our district governor, Jeffrey Kean. You are the district governor of the Hudson Valley, District 7210, right here in New York. And we want to talk a little bit about, our listeners become very interested in what the background is. Yes, they hear all these do-gooder things and we're all involved. And we take, the longer you are a Rotarian, the more important it becomes in your life. I know that's been true for me personally. And yes, you do have a life beyond Rotary, Jeffrey.
Really?
Yes. And I know that you are a real person because you got lost coming here today. Don't even go there.
I didn't get lost. I was just merely restrained on my quest to get here to Fishkill.
Uh-huh.
I thought we weren't going to cover that.
We're not going to cover that.
Okay,
but anyway, so what do you do for a living? What did you do? You're retired now. What's your business background?
I'm retired now. That's correct. And what my business profession, if you will, was, I was the secretary treasurer of a ready-mixed concrete plant. And it was a family business down in Rockland County.
And I was going to say, it's not in Fishkill, is it?
No, it is not. And we built Rockland County. I would estimate 60% of the buildings in Rockland County rest on Keon Brothers concrete.
Oh, one pour at a time. One foundation
time.
At a time. Well, and that's a fascinating business. Yeah. Interesting. Family
and Jeffrey,
business.
When and how did you become a Rotarian?
Well, it goes back to that family business. I worked for my father, who was a Rotarian, and he advised me that I should become a Rotarian too. I resisted, but 32 years ago, I relented, and I became reluctantly a Rotarian.
And the rest is history.
Yes.
Now you're a celebrity.
Yes,
you're a rock star Rotarian.
And more important is actually that I've been allowed to make a difference by participating in the end of polio, among other things. It has changed my life, and I didn't realize it at the time, but looking back on it, it was the most important thing that I ever did.
And why is that?
Well, because what happens is we live in a large society, and you read the newspaper, and you go, oh, well, what are you going to do? Being a Rotarian allows me to make a difference. And I've been able to do that, and basically that's what my life is about. And Rotary has given me the platform to meet interesting people who are also interested in serving their communities, but also it's allowed me to multiply the talents and abilities that I have.
Now, Jeff, we spoke in the first segment about Rotary's fight against polio.
Yes.
But that's not the only health initiative that Rotary is involved with around the world. I know that Rotarians are trying to assure clean, potable drinking water for the poor people around the world, and it's even right here in the United States. Tell us what kind of things Rotary does about that.
Well, I'm glad you actually mentioned that, because I have been to, and that was another advantage of Rotary. I went to Honduras with our water program, where we put individual water filters in people's houses. And we had a program there to put in 2,500 water filters and thereby give fresh potable water to approximately 20,000 people.
When were you in Honduras?
This was a year and a half ago.
And were you sponsored by your club?
I went at my own expense. We worked in partnership with Pure Water for the World, but I will tell you, you can read about this stuff, but till you get down into that villager's house and you see how important that water filter makes, then you have real knowledge.
And when you see them, because we've had the opportunity, even though I haven't been honored with being able to go to a third world country, but they're very easy to assemble, basically, for lack of a better word. It helps, and you teach the people in the village, correct, how to assemble them. And
these filters, strangely enough, are made out of concrete, which, of course, I've spent 20 years dealing with. But
what a
actually,
bond.
Yeah, what they do down there is they actually and give jobs to people. Mm-hmm. They build these concrete water filters,
and so that's part of the mission when you go into these communities.
Definitely. training people and setting up a program that will continue on and give people jobs. And they have to pay, you know, they make a slight financial contribution to put in the water filter to defray that expense. So it's not a total, you know, giveaway or anything.
How serious a problem is this around the world? Bad drinking water.
Well, we could, I will tell you, at least 1 billion people today cannot get easy access to water. And I have seen with my own two eyes a young girl walk a route that it took us approximately 20 minutes in a four-wheel drive vehicle. And she walks to this water each day, loads up her pail, and then walks back to her house, a round trip of about 2.5 hours. That's 2.5 hours she can't go to school. That's 2.5 hours that she can't improve her own skills each day.
And what are some of the adverse effects of having this polluted water that we're trying to fight?
Well, basically, dysentery, it can result in death, but at the very least, kids are missing school because they're home sick. And
they're just trying to survive, basically.
Exactly.
So you're talking about very basic living conditions that in these villages and in the third world countries that Rotary does penetrate. It's very basic.
Absolutely.
School is education is so beyond probably their everyday life. It's a goal.
Yeah.
I know that I've heard many stories about it, but like you say, just getting basic living conditions. Now, what other things have you been involved in, and what other offices have you held in Rotary before you? Because you don't snap your fingers and become a district governor.
Well, I was assistant governor for 2 years, and I've been president of my club, and I've held every other position within the club. And to me, the titles don't mean anything. It's the work, and the work is always the same. It's about serving people, and I enjoy it.
And, you know, I'm betting there are people out here listening to Radio Rotary and the Hudson Valley Radio Network who are saying, gee, this sounds like fun. This is the kind of organization I want to belong to. How does someone become a Rotarian in the Hudson Valley?
Easiest way is to find out where your local Rotary Club is. We have 65 of them. Contact a Rotarian, and you could express some interest, and you will be invited to a meeting, a luncheon, or maybe a dinner meeting, and you'll find out more about it.
Jeffrey Keehan, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary. It was a delight to have you. Sarah, tell us who sponsors us.
Radio Rotary is brought to you in part by Rotary District 7210 and the clubs of Arlington, Millbrook, Hyde Park, Red Hook, Pleasant Valley, Kingston Highland, Southern Ulster, and New Paltz, New York.
Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treebwasser. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week, Friday at 10 in the morning, right here on Radio Rotary.